Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, the Zecher Nishmas, Moshe Dov and Shaul Pinchas, the Shamash Rav and Aliyah. That's for Fush Lame before. Shimon Tzvi Ben Peral. Okay, so we're under Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Tes on the base. So again, we're talking about a guy who's Modar Hanah. So Muda Hana, right? So Muda Hana Mechavero, one person is not allowed to get benefit from another person. We're also trying to figure out what the story is. Venichlas Lavakro, and he enters the house to, a lot of pronouns here. And he enters the house to visit him. So Ome, the visitor has to stand. Right, Bikur Kolam. The visitor has to stand. Right? Ridiculous. The visitor has to stand. And
exactly.
So we waited and then somebody said, no matter how long you're awake,
Gus is going to
walk in the middle of the
way. So Mudar Nama Chaver, so a guy takes another, to benefit from his friend. He may walk in to be Dubikr Cholin, but he walks in, he's Omen, he has to stand. Avalo Yoshev, he may not sit. Umirapo Rufusa Nefesh, he can give him bodily or spiritual Rufua, Avalo Rufus Mammon, and not monetary Rufua. I think that's tomorrow's lot to discuss what that is. He can stand, but he may not sit. But he may not sit. He may not sit. Correct. He's permitted to walk in and stand. But he may not. But he may not sit. So, but my asking on what? What's the case? What are we talking about? Who is usher to whom? So, even nichse mevaker asurin al chole. If it's the visitor who's nechasim or usher to the chole, meaning the chole is not allowed to get any benefit from the person visiting him. So, afilu yoshev nami. Then even he could even. Why can't he even sit? Why? What's going on here? Look at the Ran. Even nixay mevaker asun al chol afil yoshev dami. The omed my time yisharisle. Why do you allow the guy to come in and stand? Mishum the mevaker mitzvah de nashi ali. He's doing bikur cholim, which is a mitzvah, right? But he the cholim is hanim imela. And even though the cholim is getting some benefit from you coming to visit him, they're going to say that that's a side benefit. That's not direct. That's the side benefit. Shari, so what's the difference? Let him sit. What's the difference in standing and sitting according to this? If they hold you, I'm sick, and you're coming to visit me. So you're coming to visit me, whether you're sitting or standing, you're doing the mitzvah. That my benefit is a side product of that mitzvah. So sit, stand, what's the difference? It's the same benefit. So that's one side. And now the Gemara says, Ivish and Nisle Chol Asun Mavakir, and if they, I'm the sick person and you're coming to visit me, and my nechasim are usher to you, well then what, you even standing should be a problem, because the Gemara is going to say, by you walking in, you're getting, what's the Ran say, it's interesting, he says, Sharei ne nebe drisas haregel. You are just by walking in, some sort of drisas haregel, some sort of benefit that you're getting by entering into my property. No, I'm the Chol Asun, and you're the so you walking in, you're getting benefit drisas haregel. I'm not sure what that drisas haregel is. What?
It's a
yeah, but just because you're, but if you're, so the Ran says, when we shemitzvah, less likely is hanim yisura. And if, just because you have a mitzvah doesn't mean that your mitzvah is going to override another fact that you're usher. You have a mitzvah to do A, but by doing A, you're going to do something usher. You're not allowed to walk into my property. So you can't. So now all of a sudden, it's about standing is good and standing should be no good either. You shouldn't be allowed to come in to begin with, right? I'm not exactly sure though what it means that this idea of drisas haregel. Does it say anything there? Because I couldn't figure out what the benefit was of drisas haregel.
Maybe it's like the quick steps to
somehow. I don't know. Rashi says. I guess he gets some sort of benefit by being allowed into your property. And this, I don't know what that benefit is.
Property is considered like right next to.
Right, but what's the benefit that you're getting? What's the hana that you're getting? Okay. So the Gemara says, so Amar Shmuel says this is the case. It's la'olam b'shenichzei mevaker asur na lachola. It's where you, the visitor's stuff, is usher to the chola. Aye, so if that's the case, what's the difference? Why can't he sit? Why can't he sit? So he says, ubimakom shenot l'nschar al yeshiva ve'enot l'nschar al amida, and the Gemara doesn't get to mention, and the guy's forgiven the payment. So typically, when a guy comes to sit and visit, it's a more important visit. He's actually, it's not just standing by the doorway saying hi. He's sitting down, he's talking to him. That's more kavua. So they used to take, there used to be payment for this sitting. And the guy says, don't worry, I'm not going to pay. Like, I'm not going to accept the payment. So therefore, by refusing to take the payment, the chole is now benefiting not from the fact that the guy's there. He's benefiting from the fact that he doesn't have to pay. When he came to Amida to come and stand, there was no payment to begin with. So not having to pay him is no extra benefit. When it comes to yeshiva, not having to pay him is an extra benefit. That's why the Amida is permitted, but the yeshiva is not without accepting the payment. We saw that similar at the beginning of the week. So Amar Shmuel la'olam b'shenitzim evakar sum alachola ubimakum shnotin tzchar al yeshiva ve'einotin tzchar al ha'amida. So the Gemara says, my pascha. So the Mishnah is just this ukimta. We had this also. What do you mean, my pascha? Rashi says, my pascha al zeh not tzchar v'lo al zeh. That's just the minhag. What's the company tell me? What's the company teach us? That's basically A, it's pashut. B, that's the ukimta. So the Gemara says, yeah. What come to teach us? It's come to teach us haikamash malon. The af b'makom shenotlin schar al yeshiva by the mishkal al midah lo by the mishkal. It's just telling us that even if it's a place where they do accept payment for bikur cholim, you're only permitted to take payment for yeshiva type of bikur cholim and not for the amida type of bikur cholim. Okay.
There are plenty of chaplains to go around from room to room, and they only stand. They're paid for the services.
But are they mudah hana?
They're not mudah hana.
All right. This is a mudah hana case. So hopefully those chaplains are not moving on from anybody.
I was just saying that well, they stand.
Right, but they're taking payment directly from the chola for the they're not getting paid by the chola. They're getting paid by their job. The government is paying.
Well, the hospital pays.
Okay, so the benefit we're saying here now is me, the sick person, would typically have to pay you, the visitor. And by you forgiving that, now I'm getting benefit from that amount. If I don't have to pay you, and you're getting paid by somebody else, what's that to do with me?
Because a portion of what you pay goes to support the chaplain.
Portion of what I pay? Because I'm in the VA. And it doesn't.
So some of the money that you pay.
But he's not mudah hana. It doesn't even get off the ground. It doesn't make a difference.
This is assuming that the chaylin is benefiting. Because otherwise, he doesn't get any benefit. So what?
That's the case that we're just talking about, where the cholo would typically pay somebody to come visit him.
And it says what's interesting is that people who... So why sitting and standing, that question?
Mm-hmm.
Because sitting is usually a guy who sits down and he stays for a while.
Stays for a while, exactly.
Yeah, and here, the guy who comes inside, he just...
We have these
where
they pay people to come.
That's what the Gemara is talking about. That's the ukimta. We had that previously.
Yeah.
So that's Evi's Ema, or you can say, what would it be, the Ran? They get the Ran. I feel the Makmish Nolten Tzkar. It's the third short line at the end. He says, Nira li da hakei perusha, the ikaduchte, there are places, shechmiru al atzvan, shalo yitel tzkar afilu mi yeshiva. There's some places that they were makmir, they said, forget it, we're not taking payment for visiting for bikur cholim. Right? Alfa pi shehu mutter, even though it's mutter, mishum de mitzvahs, bikur daila, They want to make sure that no one took any schar, even for the amida, so they won't take schar for the yeshiva. But also Mekomo, so in those places, Bein Omid Bein Yosef Shari, then be mutter. The yeshiva namely is mitzvah, because yeshiva is also a mitzvah, and there's no payment. If there's no payment involved whatsoever, then this kippah doesn't apply. But even a place where they're not machmir, and they do take payment for the yeshiva, afilu hachi al amida. Lo shari lehu lemishkal. You're still not allowed to pay for the amida. Umishim hachi pasuk tana v'tani. That's what our Mishnah said. That nichnas levakro. If you're coming to visit, omei. That's bikulu duchde the mitzvah of it. That's in every place. You can do the amida. The idach mimelim is hani. And then the hana is just a byproduct. Avalo yoshe bikulu duchde. You can never sit. The b'makom she'im achmirin al atzam yeshiva like a mitzvah and nimzachol lechay b'scharo. She'im notam menukulim ne'enam imenu. That's the case that we mentioned. Okay. The ibayis ema. Another way to answer is it is because Rabbi Shimon ben El Yakim. Because Rabbi Shimon ben El Yakim, he says gzeira Hashem yishe be'amida. Hachanami gzeira Hashem yishe b'yeshiva. Elsewhere, Rabbi Shimon ben El Yakim says there's a gzeira about. Forget about that there's no payment. Forget about that there's no pay, there's no issue of payment. But still he would say that yeshiva is usur, Rash Duran says, is because you're worried that if you sit, you're going to start staying a little longer. If you stay a little longer, you're going to go past this imaginary mitzvah threshold It'll go over the line into another threshold. If you're standing, you'll never stay too long. Because who's staying so long if they're standing? Who's a fool except somebody taking the Long Island Railroad who's going to stand for an hour to get somewhere? But if you're sitting, the possibility exists that you're going to pass, I don't know where that line is, but there is a line somewhere that if you pass over it, you've now passed from mitzvah status to hanah status. That's what they're on.
So basically you're going to wear out your welcome.
No, you're going to become, I think it's the opposite. Not going to wear out your welcome. You're going to wear out, you're going to go too far. You're going to be too good of a person, and you're going to stay beyond the mitzvah part. It says, V'hachi ka'amar dina demas nisan, the Ran says, V'ku duch de'isa. Even a place where we don't take schar, then lo alamid of lo yeshiva. So if there's no schar, why can't he sit? No problem, because there's no forgiveness of payment. You can stay longer than necessary sitting down. In order to do that, even without payment, because now you've gone into anah. The guy's there for a long time. Usually the guy stands for 10 minutes. This guy's keeping me company for 25 minutes. That's what a gishmak. That's a problem.
Gishmak, or I can't spend some
time? No, you're getting hanah. You're getting hanah, so it has to be.
Maybe after 10 minutes.
Well, then there's no hanah, then there's no problem. The idea is that we're worried about him, that's what he asked. The idea is that you're worried about hanah. Okay, but maybe sometimes he is, and that's what they're worried about. If he has to force him to stand, then he's in a hecker, he's not going to stay too long. That's why I said, I don't know when the imaginary line is. I don't know. Every place has their own. Every person in every place probably has their own. Yeah, but we'll get to that later on, what that means.
That's the
scar. What that means.
How do I get
start
for doing mitzvah?
What do you mean? Get paid?
You get paid to do mitzvah?
Sure, why not? Other people get paid. You get paid to do mitzvahs. You get payment.
Oh, just the teaching.
Right. What's wrong? Guy sells me a lulav and esrog.
No, that's not a mitzvah.
It's an extra mitzvah, for sure.
Even the mitzvah itself.
What's the mitzvah of home? We're in Torah, so you have to be back at home.
It's not one of the mitzvahs.
It's not the Raisa. Where is it listed? Right? The big machlok is among the monei mitzvos, right? So the goyim write that the bigger kolam is a mitzvah. The Rambam goes crazy on that because
there's no thing
that says that you get the mitzvah back at home. The Rambam does not count it in the Tariyah. It says it's a derabbanan. It's very crucial derabbanan. I mean I think it's a Chaim Vital. Said, you know, there's no mitzvah to be a good person. It's a prerequisite. You know, that before anything else, that's how you start. But it's not
necessary.
The Rambam writes it as not right listed in the mitzvahs. Doesn't. The Maran Amid Beis is going to say remez libikur kolam eratorah minayin. They're looking for a remez, and they can find it through Korach. But the Gemara in Sota says other places. So Rambam being over there are other places, but it's not. Nichol Vium is a major machlokus. We showed about whether or not it's Yom Rishon, 7 days, or 30 days. It's also a machlokus.
But the guidelines are probably the same
in terms of somebody who is. I think they talk about that. I think that comes up later, not today or tomorrow, but I think it comes up. Okay, so that's the first answer. Ula Amar. That was the first answer when we were saying that. The case is where the visitor is usher to the chole, and we had to explain why yeshiva was different than amida. Now ula amar lo olam b'shenichne chole asur ala mevaker. It's where the sick person's nechassim are usher to the mevaker. So we said, why can he come in at all? He can't come in because we have this drisas haregel issue. So he says ukigon delo adre min chiyusa. Right? He took a neder. His nether didn't include these sort of like basic needs. The basic needs is to have someone come visit him, a Bikur Cholim. And the Meiri, I think, writes that the basic need is more people come to visit, the more people know about his sick, the more people adopt him for him. So this item was never included in his nether. Right? So the Gemara says, if it was never included in his nether, then why can't the guy come in and sit? So, right, the Gemara says, Ihachi, I feel Yoshev Nami. So he goes, oh, because I'm Efshar B'Amida. Since it can be done with Amida, the only thing that was excluded from his nether is guy coming in to be vakir cholim by standing. That's what seems to be what's going on here, right? Ron says,
what's not yeshiva?
Because it's not necessary. You can do the mitzvah. You can take care of his basic need of vakir cholim by standing. Right, so Ula Amar La'olam, because you have the tension here, the tension of him want, he took a neder, so at what at a certain point the neder has to come into effect. So Ula Amar La'olam Mishanitse, also if you look at the fourth or fifth wide line, V'chitomar imken afilo omeid litzar mishum delo adre min v'chiyusa. This is something that he really needs. He really needs, I don't know, he also needs food. So I would say neder me'ocha, but I guess he doesn't need food specifically from that person. But he needs everybody to come to Mevakar Cholim. Like the Meiri says, everyone, and more people come to Mevakar Cholim, the more people are going to daven for him. That's
well,
how the Meiri.
Well,
we didn't get to that yet. A, and that only applies. That only applies to Ben Gila. That's what the Gemara is going to say, right?
What's
the favorite Gemara in the Dharma, Muhammad Bates?
What's the guy that comes to visit? I mean, he's showing up. He's likely.
It's the same question you're asking from the beginning. What are the odds that anyone says, "I want you to come for dinner," and you say, "No, I'm going to take a neder that you're not going to be neder for me"?
No, but if you take a neder against me, right?
Listen, he's in the bungalow colony. There are five people.
Why did you show up and visit you when you're in the hospital? If you take a neder, what are the odds of it?
Yeah, because the Dharma, everything else was. You're thinking about a modern person where their darim to take a neder against somebody is like this horrible, horrible thing. That was part of their life was neder. That's what we kept seeing, the goanim chipping away. At the neder. It was constant. You said no to come to my house for a meal, neder. Everything neder. It was just part of life. Okay. So now fine. So Mesre, ask a bright, ask a kasha. Cholahu, guy gets sick. Nichnas Lavakro. I guess the person who is Mudar Hanah can come in to visit him. But Chala Bino, if a person's son gets sick, then the other person who's Mudar Hanah, I'm not sure which way yet, Sholo Bashuk, can't come visit the son. He can only ask how he's doing, ask how he's doing in the Shuk. So this Sholo Bashuk becomes a line that they do, whether or not you're kind of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim via the telephone. Sholo Bashuk, what does that mean? He asked how he's doing in the, what does it accomplish? Right. So, mitzvah derabbanan. Still a mitzvah. Okay. So, bishlama, ula, it's all fine to ula, right? What did ula say the case was? Is where the chole stuff was usher to the mevaker. So, we let the guy come in, right? Bishlama, ula, the amrish nisikhole su mevaker, we could go into low ajim in chiyusa, shapir. So, when I take the neder doesn't include my basic needs. So, he can come visit me. But the neder doesn't include my son's basic needs. I took a neder, you can't get a neder for me. You can't come visit my son. You can come visit me, but not my son. If the case is where Shmuel said that it's the cholest, the visitor's guest stuff is usher to the cholest stuff, and we let him come in. We only let him come in by a midah, but not because he's doing the mitzvah, but not by yeshiva. So my shnavu, what's the difference? Why can't he come in to visit the son? He's just doing the mitzvah. The whole point is that he's doing the mitzvah. That doesn't count as chana. So amal lacha. So Shmuel answer you. The Mishnah and the Brisa are talking about two different cases. Masnisin our Mishnah is b'shenichse mevaker asur al chole. The Mishnah is a case where the visitor's stuff is asur to the chole, and therefore he can come in, but only do a midah. But Brisa is b'shenichse chole asur al mevaker, and the Brisa is where the chole stuff is asur to the mevaker, and that's why you can only come in to visit the guy who took the neder, not the guy's son, because the chiyusa stuff is only on his neder, not only for him, and not for his son. So again, the Gemara answers. So my Pascha, why did Shmuel like? Okay, the Brisa is talking about this akimta. The Mishnah is talking about this akimta. Where did Shmuel get that from? That two different things. So Amar. Rav, take out the Amar, the second Amar. Amar Rava, Rava says, is answering the answer Shmuel. Shmuel masnisin kishisa. Shmuel, the Mishnah bothered Mishnah Shmuel. The Mishnah gave a distinction between Amida and Yeshiva. So Shmuel had to come up with a distinction between Amida and Yeshiva. So my era, the Tani Omed aval lo Yoshev. Why did he say he could come into Amida, not Yoshev? Shmai Mina must be a case. He didn't like this whole idea of about the chiyusa or this or that. So there's got to be a reason why you can come in and stand and not come in and sit. So the only reason way it works, you can come in and stand and, as opposed to sitting, is if the nichse mevaker asur na lachole, where the mevaker is asur to the chole. The amida, you come and you take the that's enough. That's you do the mitzvah and you're done. But yeshiva, that's too much. Either it's too much. I guess that yeshiva, I guess it's either because of the that he's not paying the schar, or the second answer of Shimon ben Eliakim was because he don't want to sit because maybe he's going to sit too long. But that's why the Mishnah for him had it was one way, and the Brisa he could interpret another way. He had to have a diuk in the Mishnah that bothered him. So do this run now. It's one of the halachic runs. It's interesting. The run keeps possible in halacha, and so not shaykh to us because we just don't take the dar. Simply you don't take the dar. The inyan halacha. Kaimalon Kishmuel. We're going to hold like Shmuel, right? That's what Shmuel's we're talking about, right? Which means what? Right? Number one, because came on the Rav Mefarish Milsav Amr de Masika Dekale, Hachiyuchsak Vasei. Because Rav was explained his words and said that the Mishnah was Medayik like him. Hilkach. Therefore, what does that mean? Bishenichse Chola. We have two cases in the Gemara in the Mishnah. You know, when the Chol is us, the Nifse Vivakir us the Chol, when the Chol is us the Vivakir, and then the Baran's going to have two other cases. But so let's just read the Ran. Hilkach. Therefore, Bishenichse Chola Asurin. When the Chol stuff is Asur al Mivakir, so the Mivakir can't get benefit from the Chol. So then Nichnas Vivakro Afilu Yoshev. Then he can come in and sit, no matter what, even sitting. The yeshiva nami chiyusa the chola, because yeshiva also is for benefit. It's not part of the neder, right? Right. Chiyusa the chola hu velo adre. The bahachin ichalei. This is what he wants. He didn't take a neder or to. This is not was not never included in this neder. I guess it's an anan sadi that person takes the neder. I've done it before. What's included? What's not? Aval chola bino. But if his son is sick. Lo yichnas lebeis or klal, he can't come in at all because what? Because we just said that because the nichse chole are usher to the mevaker, and the Ran pointed out this idea about drishas haregel, which we weren't sure what that meant. Well, the drishas haregel forbids him from coming in. It doesn't forbid him from coming in when it's to visit me, because that wasn't included in my neder, because that's one of my benefits, but it doesn't travel over to my son, doesn't extend to my son. Right? Ella Sholo Bashuk. Umihu, where's that? That's Dafka. This is the Ran interpolating. Dafka Hecha the Adri Cholo Mavakir. That's if the sick person took the neder to asher the Mavakir stuff on him. The Umdun Daitohu, because we make an Umdun Das, the Min Chiyusa Lo Adri. Anything that's Min Chiyusa, he did not take the neder. Aval Hecha Shem Mavakir Asr al Atzmon Echasr Shacholah. Let's say the Mavakir was the one who took the neder and said, to say that your stuff is Asr to me. Or I'm usher to come. Wait, how does that work? Shemavaker usher al asur nechasim. I cannot come in to visit you. So your stuff is usher to me the same way, but it's the other person taking the net there. It's the visitor took the net there, not the sick person who took the net there. So then lo yichnas levito klal. Then you can't come at all. Why? Because the whole reason why you let him in the other way, because of this umdum das, that this wasn't included, that the chol didn't include us in the neder. But here, if it's the mevaker who took the neder, there's no umdum das. Umdum das, I would have to come visit you? No, it's an umdum das, I want you to visit me if I'm sick. But there's umdum das that I would want to visit you if you're sick. And he says, Aval hecha shemevaker aser al atzmo nechasa shalchol, lo yechas leveso klal, de bichi agav neleko umdun hadinhu. Dina, the nechse chol, so dina, the din would be that the nechse chol asum al mevaker. Period. It would be awesome. That's case 1 and case 1A. Okay? So if you look befuddled. You confused? No, okay. Okay. The next case is over Hecha the Nixim Evakar Suna Lachola. But let's say the visitor stuff is Asr to Lachola, then Nixnach Levakro Omed, he can come in standing, Mishun de Machuy Vlasos Bechinam, he can do that for free. There's no payment involved here, and there would be no benefit if he forgives payment because he wasn't supposed to get payment. Umitzvah Delay Ka'avid, and he's doing a mitzvah. The Idach Mimela Kamas Hani, and the Hana he gets is just a byproduct. Avalo Yoshe, but he shouldn't sit. Even those places where they don't take schar to yeshiva, he still shouldn't sit. Because there's a gezera that maybe he will sit too long. Now, the Ran has an interesting caveat. He says, when we say that he can't come in because he's doing the mitzvah, right? Even if the nixim mevaker or aster chole can come in, albeit only by standing, that hani mila b'chiregav no danon mimelehi. That's only if he's just standing and the anoa comes as a byproduct. Aval hecha the yoleh midi, But if he gives him something or hands him something, a direct benefit, that he can't do. Then it's usher. So he can come and visit, but he can't pour him a glass of water. Basically, it seems to be what he's saying. Look at the last four lines of the Ram. Even though he's doing a mitzvah, the time of the milsak deminan, that's the dafka hanad mimelishari welcome mitzvah. Hanad b'yudayim lo. You can't do any, you know, hand to hand hanah. But byproduct hanah, the gram hanah, you can. So like I said, you can't pour him a glass of water, can't fix his pillow, you just can go in there, stand there, and visit him and talk to him for a little bit. Obviously, not too long, but you can't sit. Again, it's only by mudar hanah. Don't take a neder, and then you can go visit all the cholim that you want. You want the rabbi wants to not have his contract renewed. It takes a neder. I'm not going to move back to this call. I'm going to take a neder, mudar hanah from this guy, and then there's no bigger call. That's a surefire way. By Amidah. Yeah, but people won't like it too much. People won't like it too much. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Amar Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish. Remez the Biker Cholim in a Torah Minayin. A remez, a hit to Biker Cholim in a Torah, where is that from? Now, there's a Gemara in Mitzia, there's a Gemara in Sota that says that the bits of Biker Cholim comes, it says, it's, you know, I think we're at the end of the first bracket, Sota, it says, Mahu Rachum, Ahpatah Rachum, you're learning that from, you know, imitating Hashem, and that's, you know, just like Hashem visited Avram Avinu, so too you have to visit. That's what, but Gemara here doesn't bring that down. So, it's interesting. Well, you try to bring another source. Amrei Sagas, Remez Biker Cholim in Torah Minayin, Shneamar. This is by the Machlokas Korach, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave a simon, right? We just saw this a few weeks ago. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a simon that he's the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint Aaron the Kohen Gadol. It says, right, Vayomer Moshe bezos teidun ki Hashem shlochani lasos kolamasim eila kilomi libi im kemos kol adam yemusum eila upikudas kol adam. That if they die like any other person dies, then I'm not the shliach. But if they die like a mashuna dikdek, then it's proof. So my mashba. So okay, where there does it prove that there's Biker Cholim? So he says, Amar Rava. Rava says you have to explain the pasuk as follows. Moshe says as follows: Im kimos kol adam yemusin eila. If the bnei Korach die like all other people, which is how said that before they get sick, hein cholin, they get sick. Umutalim barisasan, and they're lying down on the bed. Ubnei adam yivakminosan, and the people come in to visit. Right. So if that's the case, then Ma Brius Omrim Lo Hashem Shulchani Lazer. Then Korach is right. That's the source. The source is this limud that they learned out of Korach that Moshe said if they die a normal death, and a normal death includes Bikur Cholim, which is interesting because according to the Fiskuni, the only time people died started getting sick was by Yaakov Avinu. He was the only one they came right to visit him. Before that, people would sneeze and they would die, and that would be it. But, okay, so it was just a couple of generations, 210 years or so. But he says that's the way normal people get sick. So if they die the way normal people die, then you're right. If they die Mishnah death, then I'm right. That's an interesting limit that how the Rebbe is called. What? Of all places. Correct.
So how is that a source again?
Because he's saying, he interpreted what Moshe said was, if they die like all other regular people die by getting sick, by getting on their bed, and people coming to visit them. So Dar is Rava. So now Rava learns, right? What Moshe Rabbeinu says, "But in Bria Yivra Hashem, if Hashem creates a new Bria to kill them, then I'm correct." So the Gemara says, "In Bria Gehenim," meaning if Gehenim already existed, that's good. That's because they're falling open the pit and they go down to Gehenim. If Gehenim exists, it's good. But Im Lav, right? Then Mutav, Im Bria Gehenim Mutav. That really should be punished. V'im lav, if Gehenna was not yet created, Yivra Hashem. Then Hashem should create it now. I don't know what do you mean create it now. If Gehenna wasn't created, then Hashem, the Moshe doesn't know what Gehenna is. So how can he ask for Gehenna to be created? Like, I don't know.
But there's an also medrash that says that they fell in the pit. They said Moshe and it's Rosa.
Yeah.
So how can Gehenna?
What do you mean? Moshe is saying if Gehenna already exists, then perfect. But Hashem, if a concept of Gehenna doesn't exist, create it now. And then it would be created, and it would fall in, and they would still say Moshe Emes is Rasa Emes. That's not a problem for the measures.
The way they were showing love before this. The way they were showing love before the Korach incident. Did they go to Gehenna?
No. So im lav yivra Hashem. So the Gemara says, Andy, is it possible that Moshe had a suffix as to whether, maybe there's a question, whether Moshe had a suffix as to whether or not Gehenim existed or not? Vatanya, we have a brisa that says, Shiva dvarim nivru kolim shnivra olam. Seven things were created before the world was created. I don't know what that means. Ve'elohen, these are the seven things. Torah, one. Tshuva, two. Gan Eden, three. Gehenim, four. Kisei Kavod, five. Beis HaMidrash, six. Ushmo Shel Mashiach, seven. So Gehenna already, when Moshe had a suffix, is whether Gehenna existed or not. Clear, clear, it's a clear medrash, it's clear brisa.
It's calling for Mishnah.
What? That?
That
figure. So included. okay. So now the Gemara brings psukim for each, to prove each one that was created before the world was created. I don't know. There's no note on it.
No, there's no.
All right, so
the concept.
I guess it was. So why is who does he quote to say that?
That's
the Rashba. Okay. He dichsev, right? The Torah, how do you know it came before Bria's Olam? Dichsev, the pasuk says, because this is the pasuk in Mishlei where the Torah is speaking. He says, Hashem kanani, Hashem created me to be acquired by him, Rishis Darko, in the beginning of his things, meaning before everything. Oh, I mean before, it means at the beginning. Okay, means before. Tshuva, Hanu, Tshuva comes before Bria's Olam. This is in Tehillim. It says, Beterim harim yuladu vatechol el eretz v'sevel, meaning before Kadosh Baruch Hu made the mountains and he created the world, Beterim harim yuladu. The next pasuk says, Tashav enosh adaka, and the rest of the pasuk was important, the rest of the pasuk says, Vatomer shuvu b'nei adam. So before Hashem created the mountains, he created this tshuva. Okay. Gan Eden is before Bria's Olam. How do you know? The pasuk says, Vayit Hashem Elohim Gan be'eden mikedem, before, not in the east, but mikedem beforehand. Before, okay. Gehenim is before Bria's Olam. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki aruch me esmol tifte. Right, tifte is apparently the lashon of Gehenim. Right, the Gemara in Erevin says that one of the names of Gehenim is tifte. That I guess it swallows up anyone that falls in there. And it says Ki aruch me esmol was already created from yesterday, meaning before creation. Kisei HaKavod is before Bria's Olam. Tichsev Nachon Kisecha Me'az, from Ben, from eternity, I guess. That's before Bria's Olam. Beis HaMikdash, Tichsev Kisei Kavod Maron Me'rishon, and the end of the pasuk, which is the most important part, says Mekom Mikdashenu, that the Kisei Kavod is in Maron. It was created Rishon before Nivras Olam, and also Mekom Mikdashenu was before Bria's Olam. Okay, Shmo Shel Mashiach was before Bria's Olam. Dixiv, this is a tefillah in Tehillim that David Melech is talking about Mashiach. He says Yehi Shmo LeOlam, and the rest of the pasuk is Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shmo. Before the sun, the Shmo was created, and the sun was on what day? Day three. No, so okay. So it was at least learn here that it was created before the sun. Okay, so the problem is though, so how does Moshe have a suffix whether or not Gehenim was created? So that's not the suffix. Gehenim definitely was created. So the Gemara says, Elohach Kamar. This is what Moshe said. Where is the mouth of Gehenim? He says, E ivrei lepuma, if Gehenim has a mouth to swallow up Korach, then mutav. V'im lo, and if Gehenim doesn't have a mouth, yivra Hashem. Hashem should make the mouth for here, right here and now. So Gemara says, well, it can't be. Okay, there can't be any new creations. There's no. So Gemara says, no. Hachik Amar, ihachal o mikra puma lo hachik likra. If the mouth isn't here, Hashem should bring the mouth here. The mouth exists; it's just in a different spot. He should bring it here. Okay, fine. Now I have another drasha. So Doris Rava also talking about the Korach. Amral Doris Rava Amrei lo Amar Rav Yitzchak. Some Rav Yitzchak might say if the pasuk in Chabakuk says Shemesh Yareach Amad Zvula, that the Shemesh and the Yareach stood in the place called Zvul, which is a problem because the Gemara in Chagiga says that there are seven Rekiyim, one on top of the other, and the Rekiya, the second lowest is called Rekiya, and that's where the Gemara says the Shemesh and the Yareach are. So why are they in Zvula, which is higher, right? Why are they in Zvul, which is higher? They should be in Rekiya. Why are they in Zvul? So Shemesh v'Yareach Mizvul, which is the fourth Rekiah, right? My Bayan, what are they doing in the fourth Rekiah? Haba Rekiah Kvi. They're supposed to be in Rekiah number 2, not in Rekiah number 4. So my, but what are they doing over there? So Melamed, it comes to teach us, Sha'olu Shemers V'Yareach V'Yerkilu. The sun and the moon, they moved up, they left their place, and they moved into the Zvul during the time of the Machlokes and Korech and Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Amru L'Fanav, and they said to a God, they threatened God, they said, Rivar Sholem, Iyata Oseh Din Levin Amram, if you prove that Moshe is correct. I don't know why I call him Ben Amram, but if you prove that Moshe is correct, then Anu Meirim. Then we are going to go back down, and we'll continue to shine on the world. The Imlav, if not, we quit. Ein Anu Meirim, we're coming up to the Zul, and we quit, and we're done, we're out, we're not going to shine anymore. So Ba'osusha, so at that time, Yara Behen Chitzim V'Chaniso, so God sends arrows and spears to the sun and the moon. I have no idea what any of this means. Amr Lahem, and he said to them, "B'chol yom v'yom mishtachim lachem v'atem irim." Every day, people bow down. They'll bow down to you and worship you, and you do nothing, right? Atem irim. So b'chol dim b'chol dilo mechitim. So you're not worried about my kavod. Hashem says, if they bow down to you and violate my kavod, then you still stay and shine. But quote Basav Adam nechisem. But this one guy, this human, flesh and blood, for that his kavod, you have this whole issue. So they took Hashem's words, and they said, "We're out. We're totally out. You're right. Einachanam, you're right. We're totally out. We're not shining anymore because people are bowing down. People are bowing down to you." So that until Yarob and Chitzim the Chanisos Meiran. So then Hashem said that it's not up to you whether or not you shine or not. He sent arrows and spears to them as well. Shneimar, the pasuk says in Chabakuk, Leor Chitzecha Yahalechu. Okay.
To force them to shine.
I don't know what that means. Anyone has any interesting footnotes? I don't know what it means. Tanya, Gemara brings now some dinim of Pikur Cholim. Excuse me. Bikur Cholim Einleim Shiur. There's no shiur. There's no limit to Bikur Cholim. So my Einleim Shiur. What does it mean Einleim Shiur?
We just said that. Before. Right,
so why Einleim Shiur? Shiur, the question is, the Bikur Cholim, is Bikur Cholim listed in the Mishnah Peya? I don't think so. Einleim Shiur.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah. Right, so then why don't they just answer based on what Mishnah Peya says? Einleim Shiur, it's unlimited. I don't know. Okay.
What was the answer with Avraham Avinu?
What was the question?
Why? We worried about
where
the
winds.
What does it say in Torah about?
Oh, that's what I asked.
Yeah, you asked. Sorry.
Right, but we said that was. We mentioned that. That's the Gemara in Sota mentioned the Gemara in Mitzvah. The Gemara in the Darm didn't answer that. They brought a different.
It's too obvious.
They brought a different.
That's it. That's good enough for me.
Right. I mean, we said that there was. It's mentioned in other Gemaras, but not mentioned here. The Tanya Bigger Kolim Einlos Shir. My Einlos Shir. Sover Rav Yosef the Meimer. We also thought to say Ein Shir LaMatan Schara. There's no limit to the. To the schar of this mitzvah. So Gemara said, Abaye asked, I'm going to buy the whole mitzvah, mi yishir l'matan schar. Do we know any other mitzvah that has a limit to the schar that you get? V'hatnan, ha'yizar b'mitzvah kalak v'chamura, shen tayodeya matan schar v'shal mitzvah. We don't know what the schar of the mitzvah is. You know, maybe you know, a silly mitzvah, not silly mitzvah, maybe a small mitzvah, right? Eke tishlun, you got to be careful with the small ones, just like the large ones. Ela amar Abaye, it doesn't mean ein lehem shiur, it means afilu gadol eitz a katan, even a big guy has to go to a small person, and Rava amar afilu meim pa'am b'yom, even 100 times during the day, you have to go ein lehem shiur, that means you have to constantly visit, but I guess that it reaches, when we said there's a limit, that was a limit to say that it goes beyond mitzvah into hana. But you still do, it's still Bikur Cholim. You were the one who said, oh, maybe it goes to a certain point in time, where now it's not a mitzvah, it's bothersome.
Right.
Okay, but that's the Gemara didn't mention that. Right, yeah, okay. Same thing with the Nichum Avelim. How long has it been Nichum Avelim? If you use a common sense, is that, use common sense. So, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, someone mentioned this before, Kol HaMevaker, Chole, whoever visits the sick, Notel Echa Mishisha Mitzaro, takes away 1/60th of his pain, right, of his pain. It's also in the Dharm. 1/60th of his pain. So Amri Leh, so Rabbah Chanina says, Im Kain, if that's the case, Lialun Shitin, Vilukamu, the 60 people go and take away and be done. He take away 1/60th.
1/60th.
Correct. So Amri Leh, it's a percentage. And each time.
Percentage.
Correct. So Amri Leh, Ki Isirusayu Debe Rabbi. It's the same tenth of that, what we talked about, what Rabbi says, that's going to bring in a minute. That you take 1/60th, the next guy takes 1/60th of the remainder. 1/60th of the remainder, he never gets down to zero. He'll never get down to zero.
Right,
people keep coming.
But if people come, it gets pretty far down. It goes pretty small.
Is that the answer?
No. And also he says, and by Mevaker, it's Ben Gilo. It only works if it says Ben Gilo. Ben Gilo is
constellation.
Yeah. Someone's right. Rashi says Shenolad Ron says Shenolad Hamivaker bin Mazalo Shalchola. Because he has to be born in the same month, so to speak. Well, that's another different Mahal. I think Rod Malach spoke about that one Shavuot tonight. Like, a Mazal Yisrael.
This has to be Ben Gilo.
Right. That's Dafka. But if
it's says it's a Mazal.
Right. What does that mean?
You're both Gemini.
Really? So how does that work? That's how it works.
Both Leos. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're both Taurus.
I don't understand how it works.
That's on the Shita Mekubetzes doesn't say that.
What does he say?
Said is a person whose nature and behavior conform to that of the sick person.
So it's not a calendarical similarity; it's right. A personality similarity.
Wax is outside checking. Wow, what personality you have? Are you similar to somebody like
you? When I married you.
Can't come in
a visitor whose nature and behavior clash with one of the sick person is liable to upset the sick person to make the ailment even more heavily, to make more.
Right, so I understand that. So a guy like that should come visit.
Took a neder.
Right, like someone took a neder. Like someone took a neder.
That's common sense.
I'm going to come visit you, and I'm really
irritated. Okay. So the Gemara says, so what's this 160th of 160th? That's the Tanya, Rabbi Yomer. Rabbi said, we saw this in Ksubas. Basan is also Nixay Achen. Right, if a daughter is being supported from the brothers after the death of the father, no, tell us Isur Nesachim, she takes 1/10 of the Nechassim in order for her wedding. So Amar lo Rabbi, they said to Rabbi, if that's the case, of Varecha, Mishi Yeshlo Eser Banos Ubein Ein Lo Bein B'Makom Banos Klum. Someone has 10 daughters, they each take 1/10, and the boy has nothing. He doesn't know. Amar Lan Rishon no tell us Isur Nechassim. The first one takes 1/10. Shnei of the Masha Shiara takes 1/10 of what's left. The Shlishi of the Masha Shiara, the Chazeres with Cholkos Meshovas, and then they put everything back together in the pot, and they split that all evenly, and there is left over for the son. Albeit, if there are 30 daughters, it's going to be very little left once you start plucking away 1/10 of everything. Okay, we will stop here, and we'll pick up again tomorrow. Right. Everyone have a good day. Today's daf again was sponsored by the Norensberg family, Zecha Nishmas. Keep forgetting, Lezecha Nishmas, Moshe Dov and Shol Finchas, and Sukkos for a full Shlema for
Shimon Tzvi Ben Peral.
Have a good day.
Only a short stay, can't stay.